From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones, reporting. Somalia's police chief and intelligence chief have been fired after an al-Shabaab siege of a hotel in the capital, Mogadishu, left at least 27 people dead. The hotel was targeted by al-Shabaab. It's popular with politicians and civil servants. This will be the second time the two officials were fired from the same positions. We have more on the attack now from the Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder.
Al-Shabaab militants claimed responsibility for the attack. Two of the perpetrators blew themselves up after they were shot. Three were caught alive. It's feared others may have been rescued from the hotel disguised as guests. Saturday's explosion demolished the front of the hotel and damaged another next door. Al-Shabaab wants to overthrow Somalia's weak UN-backed government and impose a strict form of Islamic law. 2 weeks ago, twin bombings in Mogadishu killed at least 358 people, the worst such attack in the country's history. Al-Shabaab didn't claim that one, but the method, a large truck bomb, is one it has often used.
Correspondent Lucy Fielder. Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga is demanding a new presidential election within 90 days. He told the Associated Press that the country is in, quote, grave danger from political violence. He spoke 3 days after he boycotted the rerun of the August election, whose results were themselves thrown out by the Supreme Court because of irregularities. He called Thursday's vote invalid because President Uhuru Kenyatta faced no opposition. He said it was Uhuru versus Uhuru. He also said the president is trying to destroy other institutions of governance in our country. This is VOA News. A pre-